Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Mercedes in the Morning podcast. Make sure you not only download, but also subscribe.
Yes, subscribe, like, favorite, leave a comment, tell your friends.
And follow us on social.
What are our social accounts?
At Mercedes in the AM.
Thank you.
And at Mercedes and JC on Facebook.
All right, enjoy.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning Re-Show.
Starts right now.
Here we go! Mix 94.1.
Oh, man, I like that. That's
a
new start
for
a
new
show.
That is a new pre-show open, baby.
Nice job on that, JC. I know you worked on that. Good job.
I was, thank you. I was working on that yesterday. I might go back and make a tweak to it.
Okay, what would you change?
To me, it's too fast. I don't know if you heard the guy's voice. He goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
I originally had him starting at 10, and it was a quick count. I felt like that 5 count was rushed, so I think tomorrow morning there might be a changed version.
You go back to 10?
Go back to 10, because that seemed that, you couldn't tell what he was saying. It seemed very fast.
I'll be honest, I missed that part.
The beginning, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, but I still thought it sounded really good.
Yeah, right. Nice, yeah, Tim, in my ear, I'm going to make a tweak and a change, so yeah, an updated version will play tomorrow morning.
All right. Be on the lookout for that, guys. It's 5:31. Welcome to the pre-show Monday morning. Okay, I want to bring something up, and I'm bringing this up totally innocently. Nobody knows I'm about to bring this up, but it involves both of you.
Okay.
So get ready.
Let's
Jen, put your headphones on. I have a question. Okay, Jen, are you parking in JC's old spot? I noticed that after the first of the year, you started parking in his old spot. Is that your car?
Sorry.
No, sorry.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is his spot?
This first one that he's been parking in forever. And then the new year, I noticed you started parking there. Was there something that happened?
No.
Okay. Is that your car?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yeah, Jen would always park down there.
Yeah, you used to park over there. I noticed you moved over here.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a reason for that?
I have a lot of things to carry in, and it's the closest spot to the door.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I was just like, I noticed that ever since we came back from vacation last week, and I was like, it's not really affecting me, because I'm still parking in my same spot. But
because
I noticed, when I come in, I always look for your car for some reason, and I kept noticing a different car, and then I figured out that was your car just this morning. It hit me, and it was because I knew what kind of license plate you had. And I was like, oh, wait, I think that's Jen's car.
Yeah.
It just clicked this morning for some reason.
We don't have assigned parking spots here at the radio station, but you and I have been parking in the same spot for...
Yeah, and they're not assigned.
No.
Let's put that out there, just for the record.
We've been parking in the same spot for over 9 years.
Okay.
And then I noticed that when I pulled in after the new year, I saw the car there. I'm like, whose car is that?
Same.
And then I'm like, oh, that's Jen's car. And then there's actually, when I come in the morning, there's another, because I would take your spot, God's honest truth.
I know.
But there's another car there when I get there in the morning, so that's why I'm now 3 spots down.
But I also noticed, yeah, there's some rogue cars that are sometimes
there. Yeah, random cars coming in. Yeah, it's chaos
out there. I was just curious if something happened. Are you carrying more stuff in the new year, or is it just like, hey, you know what? New year, new me. I want this spot.
No. I've been coming in with armfuls of things, and then I realized I'm going to take the closest spot.
Okay, I was just curious.
What if you, you park where you want to park.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
not assigned.
Exactly.
It was just
no.
Like it was just something I noticed, and it finally clicked this morning.
Well, I keep meaning to take, because you go out the back door, there's 2 or 3 spots that say no parking loading area.
Yes.
And then there's a spot before that, which is the equal distance from my spot to the door,
but
and that's
someone else's spot
on a sister station, not part of our family.
I know, but if we mess up the parking juju over there, then there's going to be issues.
So I always
don't
keep telling
it.
Myself, if Jen took my non-designated spot, what if I took that person's spot?
Okay, you do it then. Don't. Yeah, yeah.
But 10 years of muscle memory of going to my spot has affected me, because at that point I've always passed that spot when every morning I still come in going, wait. Oh, Jen's in my spot. And then I go, at that point, I don't want to back up and go into the other person's spot.
Okay. Well,
So I'm in danger of a fender bender from muscle memory. Someone's going to pull right in, not realizing I'm in this spot.
Exactly. Well, but that, and it's dark out there, too, when we get there.
She's got a black car.
It was just funny because last week I kept noticing it, and I thought it was someone else on a sister station who I see her every once in a while. She's not consistent. But then, like I said, it was a license plate today where I was like, like I figured
the light
it out.
Went off.
Like I know whose car that is. It's so funny. You work with people, you don't even know what they drive. Like, pick anyone in here, I couldn't even tell you what half of the people drive. I literally now know what the three people on the show drive, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same.
Except there's a couple of people that I know that I'm like, oh yes, I beat them here.
Oh, and also too, because you don't want to see them. Like, oh, they're here. Oh, I'm gonna keep on driving around the building.
No, that's not true. All right, thank you for answering my question. My mystery has been solved. I can go into this Monday morning free and clear.
Yeah,
ready
10 years
to go.
Of parking in that spot, gone.
Oh, stop. All right, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do You Want to Hear All Around the World by Lisa Stanfield? Do You Want to Hear Forever Young by Alphaville?
Text number again?
We know it's so dreary, though, on a Monday. So
anything that takes me back to my senior prom, I'm down for.
21732 is the text line. Here come, or do you want to hear Here Comes the Hot Stepper by Aini Kamoze? I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still living like that. All right. Get your phones. 21732 is our text line where you can vote right now. You can also tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on Facebook or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Right now, here's what's trending.
World record egg is trending this morning. So Kylie Jenner lost her world record for having the most liked photo on Instagram. She lost it to a photo of a brown speckled egg, which was posted on the World Record Egg account on January the 4th. It has received, at last view, almost 21 million likes. That was the last time I checked, which broke Kylie Jenner's previous record of 18 million likes for a picture of her daughter Stormy holding her thumb.
The egg has taken the lead.
The incredible egg. My kid sent me, I don't have my phone here, but she sent me the account that started it. Like, it was a person. They were trying to do an experiment, a social experiment, to see.
And then I'm looking, have the audio of, I think, did Kylie Jenner do something with an egg in retaliation?
Yeah.
She smashed an egg. Is that in here?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. But she was like, take this egg. She went on a tirade last night trying to get back
to win
at
back.
The egg. It was funny that I saw it. I read it. I liked the photo too. So I'm partially to blame for part of that.
And this is on Instagram?
Yeah, okay. It's on Instagram. So it's, if you want to check out the egg again, it is World Record Egg Account. Let me see how many likes the photo has so far. Oh my gosh. Sorry. It's 28 million now. That got 7 million likes overnight, you guys.
Jeez.
That's crazy. I'm changing that. 28 million likes for that dumb egg right there. So there you go. All right. Also trending this morning, older moms is trending. A new survey says that 1 in 5 moms believe they had children too late. These moms also say they wish they had made their journey into parenthood at a much younger age. So more than half said that they felt this way because their age made them feel as though they couldn't keep up with their kids. So what is that perfect age? In their opinion, researchers found that 26 was considered the perfect age to become a first-time mom.
Are you happy with how everything laid out for you?
I am. I just... It worked. It worked. I like the age gap in between my kids. It kind of, I mean, sometimes I wonder, what if we would have had them a little closer together? Would they be closer? Because they're at the stage where they're constantly fighting with mm-hmm. each other right now. But I really feel like they're going to grow out of that at some point. We all go through that where we fight with our siblings.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Do you feel like there's a good age gap between you and your siblings?
Yeah, my sister and I growing up, I felt like we fought a lot. She got on my nerves, and I'm sure I got on hers, a brother-sister thing and everything, and everything's fine now. My younger brother and I, 8-year age difference, we never fought. We never fought.
Because you were, like, so much older than him.
But we played all the time, and I loved it, but I can't think of one fight that we had where, like, we never threw fists at each other, never had a fist fight, we never got angry at each other. It was just a perfect existence.
You guys never fought?
Nope. I remember.
You and I fought with my younger siblings.
He took my sister and I all the time.
Yeah.
But my brother, I remember once he took a guitar and hit me in the face with a guitar.
Oh.
Just he got angry for some reason, hit me in the face with a guitar, and it hurt really bad. But I didn't like retaliate and punch him in the face or something. I'm like, I went running to my parents. Ah!
Why did he hit you in the face with a guitar?
He had a toy guitar. And I remember we were kind of wrestling in the hallway upstairs, and for some reason he was like on top of me, and he just took the guitar and went donk right in my face. Like, oh,
here, take that.
And I certainly, you know, I picked on him, and I had some fun with him and stuff.
Oh,
he's
so
a younger brother.
So it wasn't all flowers and rainbows and unicorns with you guys.
Oh, no,
you did
pick
on him.
Yeah, I did. Like, I would do dangle spit and stuff in games. You know, the big brothers to little brother stuff all the time. But as far as like fisticuffs, never.
I know. You made it sound like you guys were just always so happy and lovey to each other.
Oh, no. Like, I would.
You razzed him like a bigger brother typically does. Okay. Also, speaking of big brothers, Celebrity Big Brother is trending this morning. It starts next week, and CBS announced the cast of the second season yesterday. Here you go.
Look who's moving into the Big Brother house. Kato Kaelin, Ricky Williams, Jonathan Bennett, Lolo Joe, Joey Lawrence, Dina Lohan, Tamar Braxton, Tom Green, Candy Burris, Natalie Eva Marie, Ryan Lochte, and one big surprise, Anthony Scaramucci.
Bring it on.
Celebrity Big Brother premieres Monday, January 21st.
1 week from today, the show is following a group of celebrities living together. And if you missed all of those, we'll post the entire cast on our Facebook page. Julie Chen is returning as host, and the two-night premiere airs, like I said, a week from today. And then it's a two-night premiere, so then it goes on to Tuesday, also on CBS.
Awesome. I like the fact that Kato Kaelin's in there.
Kato Kaelin, America's
like
most...
I don't know why.
It was so funny. I was showing my daughter the cast because, like, we love watching Big Brother. And she's like, I don't know any of those people. She knew Lolo Jones, and she knew the Natalie Eva Marie, and that was... Oh, and she knew Anthony Scaramucci. Those were the only people she knew. She's like, so who is everyone else? Oh, no, she knew Ryan Lochte, too. But I'm like, well, this guy was on Mean Girls. This guy was involved in the OJ thing. And I was like, this
who's
is
OJ?
A former NFL player. So, yeah, that's quite the cast. And then finally this morning, NFL, speaking of NFL, the four teams that are left in the NFL playoffs following the divisional rounds have been set. The top-seeded New Orleans Saints are going to host the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game on Sunday. And the New England Patriots are set to play in their 8th straight AFC Championship game as they visit the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. Now, speaking of the playoffs here, the entertainment has been announced for the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 53, it has been confirmed. Maroon 5 will be performing February 3rd in Atlanta along with Travis Scott and Big Boy at Super Bowl 53.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
886.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. We are back, and I come bearing gifts. I have a gift for you.
It's always a great Monday morning when you got a gift.
You're going to like this gift, too.
Really?
It's not really a gift. It was earned, but I forgot to bring it to you last week, and I have...
Look at that. She's got cash for you guys.
Cold, hard cash.
Pay me, make it rain, baby. No,
75 Ooh, big ones there.
Wow, thank you.
Mr. Third Place Finisher in our fantasy football
20,
league.
20, 40, 60, 70, 75 big ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to roll over 50 of it and have your fees paid for next year? But you never responded to the mass email that went out last night about if you're going to be in the league, so you have been kicked out and replaced.
Wait, that was in, I thought I saw the keeper notice last night, joking. But it was a response saying, no. Was it, you want to be in the league? Or?
No, it was more of, it was a keeper reminder, but it was also more of, if you're not going to be in the league, let us know.
Was there a deadline to get people out?
We just want to know to plan in advance so we can make sure we
man.
Have.
Man, yeah. This so. Is when do we have the draft date already picked out?
No, we haven't done that yet. Yeah, we got.
What's this?
Time.
We are you? Is it the Martinez running this league or just
no,
your daughter?
My daughter is actually. I don't know why I said we because I really have nothing to do with it other than making sure that everyone gets paid.
I mean, three That's players under one roof.
I know. Things get tense. It's so funny because.
Thank you for this.
Oh, you're welcome. Sophie was saying to my husband last night, like, I already know who my keeper's going to be and. I know what I want to do this next season. My husband's like, "What? Who is it going to be? And what do you want to do?" She's like, "I'm not telling you."
Ooh.
And he's like, "Why not?" She goes, "Because then you're going to try and copy what I do." And they're like full on fighting about it.
She's got
and,
a technique going into
yeah.
the new season?
And then she goes, he goes, "Are you going to tell your mom?" And she's like, "Yeah, because she doesn't care." It's true. I don't really care, but it's all good. So how was your weekend?
Well, you know, speaking of sports, man, as a Cowboys fan, it was a tough one on Saturday nights. That was tough. But, you know, when it's all said and done, I thought you were getting out another present. You're bending over.
My jacket fell on the ground.
I thought you were going to put on a Rams jacket or something. Like, oh, yeah. Speaking of which, you know, it's always great to see your team play in January. So that's a plus. But
yes.
I thought they had a chance there to win that. But congratulations, LA Rams fans. Hopefully, I'm rooting for the Rams. I don't want to see the Saints go to the Super Bowl.
You don't?
No. I don't know why. I want to see something different. I'd love to see the Rams versus the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Did you ask my predictions on all the games? On Friday.
Yes.
Did I get them all right?
I remember you picked.
I picked all the home teams.
You picked the Saints. You picked the Rams.
Picked
the Chiefs. I forget what you did you say?
Patriots. Yeah, I said I didn't want them to, but I didn't like
Philip
Rivers.
But we don't like Philip Rivers. Oh, that wasn't even a game. It was a blowout.
I know it was. So, yeah, a lot of football this weekend. Watch that. And I know you're not alone because we got this text this morning on the text line, 21732. Here it is. Good morning, Mercedes and JC. So my husband and I decided to try watching you. Amazing. I'm hooked. We're on episode 6. Thanks for the great suggestion. Happy Monday. So you finally got into it. And did you finish it? Or what'd you
One
think?
One episode to go.
Oh.
My wife and I got into it on, I think, maybe Tuesday. We got into it earlier in the week. It was just a mistiming. It was a mistiming on my behalf. Saturday night after the football game, we watched, I think, 2 episodes or something. And then I just kind of quickly, I didn't want to look too far ahead because I don't want to see the descriptions or
right.
even the box of what, you know, the still of something.
What's to come.
Yeah, I don't want any spoilers. And so I looked and I said to my wife, I said, we have 3 episodes to go. She said, all right, we'll do it Sunday night. So we sat there Sunday night. We started the 3rd episode. Like, this is the final one. And then I'm like, there's loose ends. There's loose ends. And something happens. And, you know, Netflix, next episode plays in 5. I'm like, there's one more. So we got 1 episode to go. We thought about doing it last night, but we did 3 in a row, and that's a lot. So we said today's the day. We'll finish it today.
Yeah, I think, I don't want to say anything, but it's funny because I was all excited yesterday because of True Detective was back. Did you obviously
no,
didn't
yeah,
watch that.
No, yeah. How is it?
Okay, so this is the funniest thing. We're all excited. We're like, True Detective's on tonight. We're going to watch True Detective. So we go. And we watch it, and we're kind of, it's taken us a while to, like, figure out the characters and what murder or what crime occurred. And we're like, what is going on? So it ends, and we're like, well, that was pretty good. And then I'm like, I'm going to Google more info on this. And so I read it, and they're like, this 2-episode premiere night. And I'm like, oh, I go, there's a 2nd episode. We should watch it. We look. We watched the 2nd episode. We missed the 1st episode.
Oh, and you started with episode number 2.
So now I'm like, I mean, this would have explained so much because I was so lost. I'm like, man, who is that guy? Why? Like, what? How are we supposed to know what he did? And Oh my gosh. So then we started watching the first one and everything was making sense. I was like, oh my gosh,
you dummy. It was the prequel.
I didn't finish the first episode, but I know what happens in the second episode. So what an idiot.
Was it good? I mean,
yeah.
That first True Detective with Woody Harrelson and McConaughey.
Yeah.
Man, that's the one that got us all hooked.
You know why I think this one is so good? Because both of those guys are producers or directors on this season. So it really has that feel. It's good. I really like it so far.
All right, coming up for you, what a way to start your Monday. A chance to win $1,000 all morning long. It starts in the 7 o'clock hour. Your first chance at 7:20. Speaking of the 7 o'clock hour, we have a major concert announcement that we'll do right at 7 o'clock. And then tickets to this major concert happening all week long. Your first chance at 7:40. Coming up in 15 minutes, we've got your tickets to the advanced screening of The Kid Who Would Be King. This movie looks so cool. Advanced screening, we got your tickets coming up. And then coming up here in the dirt, we've got a blockbuster Hollywood engagement. It was just announced this morning. Details coming up in 7 minutes. I was watching the Cowboys game on Saturday. Did you watch? It was the same time as the hockey game. Did you watch the hockey game
Saturday
night?
Yeah, I did. That was a great game, especially because we won.
Overtime, come from behind win for the Golden Knights. Now they play tomorrow night. I think they're in Winnipeg. It's the Winnipeg Jets, right?
Yes.
The Jets. Yeah, so they're in Winnipeg. Tomorrow night, that game's at 5 o'clock. And tickets for you. We got a 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of The Kid Who Would Be King. And those tickets are coming up in just about 4 minutes.
We'd never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's do this.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
We start this Monday morning off with an engagement. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are engaged.
That was so fast, wasn't
it? Very fast.
Didn't they just start dating?
This last June.
Oh my gosh.
And apparently they met through Maria Shriver, made the introductions. That's Katherine's mom. So Chris posted a photo this morning saying, "Sweet Katherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you. Proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go." Chris Pratt is 39 and Kat is 29.
Well, good for them. That's really cool. That was a sweet picture. That was literally the first picture I saw when I opened Instagram this morning.
Yeah, they
seem really cute.
Seem very happy, and it looks like he gets along well with their family, too, because the past couple months he's been hanging out with her entire family, including dad Arnold Schwarzenegger. All the kids were in Mexico together recently. Now, Chris and Anna Faris, they settled their divorce late last year. They separated in August of 2017 after 9 years of marriage.
That's going to be kind of fun to have Arnold Schwarzenegger as your father-in-law.
Right? Yeah, you're my son-in-law. Yeah.
Hey, come help me do yard work.
Yeah. The Critics' Choice Awards happened last night, and I didn't know this could happen at an award show, but there was a tie.
Wasn't there a couple of ties,
No, there were actually a couple of ties, but I want to talk about this one in particular. It was for Best Actress, and the tie was, the award went to Glenn Close and Lady Gaga. See, Lady Gaga's acceptance speech from last night, Critics' Choice Awards.
"I am so honored by this. I went to places in my mind and in my heart that I did not know existed or that I could. Bradley, you are a magical filmmaker. And you are just as magical
in bed
of a human being."
Stop. He's got a wife.
But I didn't know there could, how could there be a tie at an award show? Are there only X amount of critics voting?
One person could not, you know, go the other way. And so they tied. I really feel that was for publicity.
Because we're talking about the Critics' Choice Awards this morning?
Honest question. Would you have brought up that category if Glenn Close won?
No. Uh-uh.
Is it why?
Because there was a tie. I didn't know there was a tie before.
But why wouldn't you have?
Because to me it was interesting that there was a tie with Lady Gaga and A Star Is Born, who I love.
But I think it's more about Lady Gaga. We all want to talk about Lady Gaga as opposed to Glenn Close, which is not fair to Glenn Close, but it's what people are doing, so there you go.
If you would like to be fair, I'll run through every category.
Every single category. Best production team.
Best production team. It was a tie as well. Look at this. It turns out that Kanye West was supposed to headline Coachella, but just 2 days before the lineup was announced, he backed out. And it's because of something kind of odd. That's why I'm breaking this up. Kanye wanted to design and build a giant dome in the middle of the festival grounds just for his performance. And they told him, no.
Not happening.
Because there wasn't enough time to get it done, and they also would have to rearrange the entire festival just to set up this dome, including the removal of a large section of portable bathrooms, which would be nothing but trouble.
That would be devastating.
So they said,
that would really be devastating.
In order for us to have this gigantic dome,
we can't go to the bathroom now.
So there you go on that one.
Oh, well, that's when Ariana stepped in.
I don't even know who's... Is that who's headlining?
Yeah.
Ariana? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Oh, now, she stepped in for Kanye. I don't know about the other ones, but that was the substitute on that.
All right, time to win a 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of The Kid Who Would Be King. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. If that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
Okay, we have 5 categories for you to choose from this Monday morning. You get to pick which one you want, and you get to pick your partner. You get 6 and 60, you win. Caller 20 is playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Mary.
Hey.
Hey, you're in for Heads Up.
Hi.
Ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Everybody Clean Up, Mad Hatter, Muy Caliente, Go DJ, or Cheesy?
We'll try Muy Caliente.
Ooh, I like it. Okay, National Hot and Spicy Food Day is Wednesday, and so these are all hot and spicy foods, okay?
Okay.
Now, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you two, 60 seconds on the clock. Mary, you get 6 correct, and you get a 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of The Kid Who Would Be King. You start now.
This is yellowish. You can get chicken. It smells really bad, but it tastes delicious.
Yellow.
It's an Indian dish.
Curry?
Yes. This is a sauce you might put on your eggs. It's
salsa? Hot sauce?
What'd you say?
Salsa, hot sauce?
No, it's a red. It's got an iconic label. You know what? We're gonna pass on that. This is a green thing you put on your nachos.
Jalapeno.
Yes, this is you might get these with your pizza. You dip them in ranch.
Marinara sauce?
No, you.
Breadsticks. No.
There's a whole restaurant dedicated to the sale of these. You can get them boneless.
Chicken wings.
Yes.
10 seconds. Yeah. No.
Okay, what city are they from?
Texas?
No. Oh, gosh. Pass. Okay.
Buffalo. Buffalo.
Yes.
Oh my god!
This was a rough one. We got hung up on the sauce. It was sriracha.
Ah.
That's what I thought afterwards. I should have said it.
Oh man! Right. I'm sorry, Mary.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, you tried. What can you do? Sometimes Mondays are a little slow. So
exactly. Sriracha. That's a hard one.
That is really hard.
It's an iconic logo, though. It's a great description.
It is. But yeah, but like Tabasco has an iconic logo. They all have iconic.
It's
logos.
A gimmicky T-shirt. You see at Spencer Gifts. Sriracha.
All right. Well, that means caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You will win these tickets.
What if you never smiled at me? Coming up just after 7 o'clock, we have a major concert announcement. And then all week long, starting at 7:40, we've got your tickets to this major concert, and this is a big one. I'm excited about this one.
This is a big one. Definitely want to be listening at 7 o'clock this morning as we make that announcement. So something happened over the weekend. We got takeout, and I got something in the takeout that I was. It took me back to being a kid, and when I was a kid, and I used to see these either at restaurants or if they came with your check, I used to think, wow, this place is fancy. I wanted the soup at Olive Garden. I was just feeling soup, the pasta fagioli. So I'm like, can we get some soup from mm-hmm. Olive Garden? So we got it. And in the takeout bag were those little Andes mints. You know those mints? They're like chocolate.
And the with green?
The chocolate with the green in the middle. Oh, my gosh. I was like, oh, my gosh, these are so fancy. And my husband's like, what do you mean? He's like, Olive Garden's not super fancy. And I'm like, no, but these mints are. Didn't you think that you were so fancy if you got those mints with something.
Or if they were put out for some reason. Maybe your parents were hosting a dinner party or something. And oh my gosh, I thought of something along those lines. Do you remember the Thin Mints? They were oh my gosh. They would come in like in a black box. And you pull them out, and they were very thin.
Oh, they were individually wrapped.
Yeah.
My dad used to eat those. What are they called? Like After Eight?
Yeah. Oh,
or
my
something
gosh.
Like that?
Yes, After Eight. That was the fancy. Because anytime my parents hosted a dinner party or something, they would go get the After Eight mints. Were they a mint or a cookie? And I just remember seeing them out going, oh, we got the After Eight out.
Those were so fancy.
Very fancy. Yes, the Andes. And the After Eights, great recall.
What else was fancy? Like when you were a kid, you thought, wow, these people are super fancy because they have whatever. 702-364-9400. The thing that definitely indicated to you that someone was super fancy. Alicia, what made you think someone was fancy? Alicia.
Alicia. Hello, hello.
No, Alicia. No. Okay, sorry, Alicia. Carly, what did you think?
Hi, I definitely thought computers were fancy. Like, I'm a youngin', but seeing that in someone's house, I was definitely...
Yeah, a computer. Just, if you had any sort of, like, future technology, you were...
The future.
Really, really fancy. Okay, some of the things. Anyone that had... We're getting this one that says, if you had... potpourri in your house. I used to think you were so fancy.
Potpourri.
Especially if you had a bowl with cinnamon sticks in the hallway.
That was extremely fancy.
That was.
Did you have any house that I went to that had, because my mom would put placemats out during dinner, but they were hard, plasticky kind that you just wipe down when you were done. We've had the same one. Like, she'd get like new ones once a year. But if I would go to a friend's house and they put out like fancy placemats, like linen, almost like cloth placemats. I'm like, wow.
Those had to be washed and ironed after the fact.
Exactly. My mom just wipes them down. We're done eating.
Exactly. Evelyn, what did you think was fancy as a kid?
Hey, when the Marina Hotel used to be here and they would have the $14.95 lobster dinner, they would put on their lemons these little mesh little hairnet things so the seeds didn't come out on your food. And I thought, wow, that's fancy.
Those, I know those. There's some places that still have those. And I still think that. I'm like, ooh, little hairnets for the lemons. I mean, I think about the ladies in the lunchroom who used to wear the hairnets. And I'm like, I just picture these lemons talking to each other like, it's time to get to work. Put on our hairnets, guys. Thanks for calling.
One of Susie's seeds got in on the seafood last week. She didn't have her hairnet on.
That's Susie. Jacob, what made you think someone was fancy?
I used to think when people had the TVs with the VCR built into it, that was the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah. But then if that VCR broke down, you're screwed. Your TV's useless.
It's just a TV.
It's just a regular old TV. Exactly.
Anyone in your neighborhood have a pool table?
Yes.
Oh, my buddy had one. I mean, he was just the fanciest. And it was in his basement or a finished basement. That was fancy.
There was... It was in Colorado, so it's not as common here, but there was one house in our neighborhood that had a swimming pool, and they were the fanciest people we knew. It was just like, maybe we can go over to the, I forget their last name, Aaron's, her name was Aaron. They had a pool. We'd go over, like, is Aaron here? Never played with Aaron until we found out that she had a pool. Then we'd go over and swim all the time.
I remember the one neighbor in our house, the Flies, they had a pool. And when they would leave town, we had to watch their house, water their plants.
Yeah.
But the perk of watching their house was we got to use their pool.
Oh, man.
And it was, in essence, it was our pool for that week.
You're sitting there on their lounge chairs eating your After Eight dinner mints. Life is grand, everyone. Who wants to swim?
To be rich. The Hot 3's coming up. What do you got?
All right. Well, one artist teases a Las Vegas residency. We'll tell you who that is. Also, why your kid probably got a better raise last year than you did. And you guys, we got to stop with these Bird Box challenges, okay? We'll tell you the latest debacle thanks to the Netflix movie. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
Let's start your week with some extra money in your pocket. We're talking about $1,000. It's Mix 94.1's 12K payday. Starts back up at 7:20. That's when you want to be listening for that hour's winning code word.
Hey! Here we go. All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
Las Vegas could be seeing a lot more of Drake. The rapper posted a photo of himself performing at Wynn, the casino's excess nightclub on Thursday with the caption, "New Home." The RJ reports at his Thursday night concert, he reportedly told fans he'd be back all year with a lot of chances to see him. Exact details of a possible residency, though, have not been officially released.
Oh, that'd be huge.
That would be really huge. I saw that entrance, I don't know if it was the night that he was there or if it was for New Year's, was like $300 for women, $500 for men.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they had the sign posted outside.
To get in to a nightclub where he's going to perform.
I'm not sure
if
that was the night that he was there or if it was just for the New Year's festivities. I'm not sure. But
$500 to get in?
No, to walk in the door. That's, I mean, maybe it's got to be for New Year's, don't you think?
Maybe it's a special night or something like that. I don't understand. Like, what's the big club at Caesar's Palace? It's huge. Omni? Is that the one?
Mm-hmm. Omnia?
We had something going on at Caesar's Palace, and we were leaving. Oh, it was the night of, I think, the Tyler Robinson Foundation dinner back in September.
Uh-huh.
And when we're leaving there, that was on a Friday night, we go by the club, and the line.
So long,
to
right?
get in. Looks like hours.
I know.
And then when you get in, where are you going to go? It's so crowded.
Is there enough room for everyone once you all get in? I think they have to let them in like a few people at a time.
Yes, of course. Yes. But I got to the tail end. I wanted to say to the person, like,
don't even bother, dude.
Go to the Cleopatra Barge or somewhere else inside the casino and have some drinks with your friends. Have a great time.
But it's not the club.
I know.
It's different.
But I know. It's a cool club and cool Instagram picture and everything. But it's like, wow.
Did you wait in the club line when you would go visit, what was the place?
Utopia
all the time?
No, because Utopia opened at 11,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't pick up until like 1 a.m. Here's the trick. We got there at 11 when no one was there, and we went upstairs, and they had a patio area. That was the hot spot, and couches, and this was before there was table service or bottle service.
Yeah.
It was just first come, first serve. So literally, they would open the doors, and we would be the first five people walking into the place. They'd still be like setting up, and we'd walk upstairs, and we'd just sit.
And you had
couches.
Your spot for the rest
and
of the night?
And we had the hottest couches in the club. Now, come 1 a.m., you couldn't even move. And hot girls come by like, hey, come sit on our couch. Like, all right, you got a couch? Yeah, we always get a couch because we get here 2 hours ahead of time.
You guys are running up there like nerds.
Oh, losers. Total losers. What about you?
I remember we used to go to, like, some clubs in Colorado I used to like to go to. But here, I went to Babies a couple times. I don't like clubs. I like bars better than clubs. Clubs are just so loud.
Oh, I'm the same way.
I said that all the time. Like, I was, you know, when I was 21, they were too loud for me. I just didn't like.
Would you dance, though? Would you, like, give
me
a girlfriend?
Yes, I would dance with my girlfriend. Let's go dance. All right. Also this morning, according to a new study, your kid probably got a better raise last year than you did. The average kid between 4 and 14 saw a 3.7% bump in their allowance in 2018 compared to the 3% bump that the average worker got. Kids also save a lot more of their money than we do. Obviously, their expenses are a lot lower, but the average kid saves 42% of their money compared to just 2.4% for adults. You know, some of the chores they get money for: washing the car, gardening, cleaning their bedrooms, mopping, cleaning the bathrooms. I think I would be more apt. I'd have more money if I got paid for doing things I should already be doing, like
cleaning
my room and cleaning the bathroom.
I had a deja vu moment over the weekend, and it brought me back to my childhood. Something I haven't thought of in a long time. It just brought me back to my childhood. I had this childhood feeling, and it got me to thinking over the weekend, if you can go back, would you change anything, decisions you made as a childhood, as a teen? Like, looking back, it's kind of a deep question, I guess. But is there one thing that you would change?
I think I would go back and change, assuming that all things would still get me to this point. Because I wouldn't want it to change, you know, how I got here or where I end up. But just my attitude in general. When I was back home for Thanksgiving, we were watching old home movies, and every time they put the camera on me, I had the worst attitude. I was just like, just your snotty teenager, and I was so embarrassed. I would make Matt leave because I didn't want him to see what I was like.
Well, you just see it. What? Then you're teenage. You don't want to play along with these comments and stuff.
Or I was just like, they'd be like, "Hey, how are you?" I'm like, "Get out of my face!" Just rude. And I'm so glad at some point I changed. What about you? What would you change?
I would focus more on homework.
Oh,
on homework.
Yeah.
Just do 15 minutes a day, kid. I mean, just do something. Something, but instead of running home and going outside and playing, just you sit down for 15 minutes and do some homework.
It got you where you are, though.
That's the thing, though, yeah. That's the thing.
Concierge. All right, finally this morning, we're just 2 weeks into the new year, and a meme already tried to kill someone. The early 2019 equivalent of last year's Tide Pod Challenge is the Bird Box Challenge. And that's when you blindfold yourself like Sandra Bullock from the Netflix movie Bird Box and see if you can still pull off basic tasks. And for one 17-year-old girl in Layton, Utah, that basic task was driving. Yep, last week she was on the highway with her beanie covering her eyes, and you're not going to believe this, but she wound up driving into oncoming traffic and hit another car, a pole, and a sound wall. Amazingly. No one was hurt, but she's looking at a reckless driving charge.
This fool.
You know what I like? I like that now we've moved on to a new Netflix show, and we're doing the tidying up challenge.
Yes.
And I watched Tidying Up with Marie Kondo all weekend, and I am, number one, obsessed with her. I love her. I love her little outfits. They're so cute. And I love her translator. She seems so nice. I am everything about that. It just, so we were all watching it, my whole family. And now one of my daughters is like, "I'm going to Marie Kondo my room this weekend." I'm like, "Are you serious? This is what I've been waiting for." She's like, "Yep." And I'm going to fold my clothes like her. I'm going to do everything like her. And so I love that this is the new challenge.
It's inspiring us to be tidy and neat and everything. It's great.
I'm obsessed with her.
After we talked about it, I had a carload of stuff driving down to the Goodwill store last week.
Did you really?
Yeah. So much stuff.
Oh, wow. They're saying that all these thrift stores are raking in the money because everyone's doing this
challenge.
Yeah,
right.
They're bringing in so much stuff. Go, go,
go. Let's do it. Major concert announcement.
Major concert announcement. All right. You guys ready?
Yes. All Why don't I give this thing and you say who it is? I'll tell you this, that the concert is happening Saturday, May 11th, T-Mobile Arena.
Mix 94.1 is excited to present Ariana Grande. That's right, Ariana, she's coming to town. She is going to be performing at the T-Mobile Arena on May 11th. It's all part of her Sweetener World Tour. And we have your tickets all week long.
This is huge. Win them before you can buy them tickets. Your tickets coming up this hour at 7:40. Tickets for Ariana Grande, and we have them all week long. 7:40 is your first chance to pick up those tickets to go see Ariana Grande, T-Mobile Arena, May 11th.
That's going to be a big show. Mm-hmm. So many people want to see that. I can't wait to give away some tickets here this hour. It's 7:02. Welcome to Monday. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend. I was at a volleyball tournament all day Saturday. My youngest was playing, and I know you don't have kids, but I know you played sports when you were younger.
I did.
Did you ever have like a situation where you saw the worst in parents because of sports? Did you ever see any bad sports parents? At one point during the tournament, I actually had to say to my kid, "Don't listen to the mean parents," because she was like,
Did you say it loud enough so the mean parents could hear?
Oh, yeah. She was sitting right next to me.
What happened?
Oh, my gosh. It was so ridiculous. What did you see the worst in parents when it came to kids' sports? 702-364-9400. So the tournament, we get there. We set up our chairs. You're sitting with parents from all the other teams. And there's this lady next to me. And it's volleyball etiquette when you're playing. One team warms up on one side of the court, the other team warms up on the other side of the court. And my daughter's team was warming up on this court, but this other team, who wasn't even scheduled to play until later that afternoon, was also warming up on their side of the court. And I was saying to my husband, I'm like, they're not supposed to be warming up here. They're taking up the room for our girls. And I think the lady overheard me. And so my husband says, hey, girls, is there any way you could move your, like, hitting us with balls, which they were. They kept coming to us and, they like, hitting us in the head. And I was like, they're not even supposed to be warming up now. This is, you know, our team's court. So the lady next to me apparently had a daughter on that team. And we said it nicely, like, can you guys please not warm up here, please? You're hitting us. And she didn't like that. So first game, it's my daughter's team and another team. And the lady starts, like, cheering loudly for the other team. She's like, yeah, go ahead. And then whenever a girl on our team would serve, she'd be like, miss it. I'm like,
miss it? But they're not even playing.
Her team's not even playing.
Her horse isn't in the race.
No.
She's just doing this as retaliation.
To us.
You told her team not to warm up when it wasn't their time.
Yeah. Or like when our girls would do something, she'd like make a noise like, woo! Like to mess up their... I was just like, oh my gosh, these are little girls. Are you kidding me? They're like 10 years old and you're purposely rooting against them. It's one thing to cheer for a team, but she literally had no horse in this race. And she was... And she kept looking at me when she would do it like, ha, showed you. And I was just sitting there like, I didn't do anything. I just sat there. And so at one point, my daughter came up after the game because they lost pretty badly. And she was kind of sad. And I was like, you know, you just can't listen to the rude parents. You just can't listen to the negativity.
Loud enough for this parent to hear.
Oh, I certainly said it loud enough for her to hear. And I saw her kind of flinch and look at me. I was just like, I've not seen the worst in parents like that in a long time. It really... I don't get it. Has anyone else seen that or something worse? 702-364-9400. When did you see just a parent lose it at a kid's event?
Why is it just a displaced anger from the parent? There's obviously some other issues going on in this mom's life that has her all worked up and angry. So she's now found an outlet to take it out on you and your daughter and your daughter's team.
I don't know.
They just uncouth people that don't understand that their kids... And yeah, there's sports and there's rules and you want to cheer them on and you get excited for it. But I mean, come on, at the end of the day, they are kids and you want to teach them sportsmanship and all the qualities that come and that you get when you play a team activity.
Yeah, I've gotten worked up at kids' games before too, don't get me wrong, but I've never taken out on the other kids. It's mostly been like, oh, that ref didn't see that call.
Take it out
come
on the ref,
on,
yeah.
I'm not trying to take it out on them, but like that, believe me, I've definitely gotten upset, but I've never like... yelled at another kid and hope that something bad happened. Do we have time for this?
You've got to come in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Debbie, what happened? When did you see the worst in parents?
Well, our boys were on a baseball team, Little League, and we pulled out of Little League completely after this. They won the championship game because the other team's pitcher pitched too many pitches. So it was really kind of a technicality. And as our boys are getting their first place trophy, the other team's parents are booing and calling our boys cheaters.
They're booing little boys. That's great.
Boo!
I mean, seriously, what is wrong? These are kids. It's not the World Series.
I know it's not. Yeah, it's not. It's not the Yankees, Dodgers here in the World Series.
Oh, you won't believe some of the calls we're getting. Parents yelling at kids to rip their heads off. What? What is wrong with people? Oh my gosh.
Just kids. All right, coming up here, we got some dirt for you guys. Surprise. Guess who's coming back to TV? Details in 7 minutes. We got a chance for you to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K payday, and we'll do that in just about 3 minutes.
It's time for some daily dirt.
I love it. I love it.
Love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now.
Do you know what premiered on this date back in 1952?
Oh, gosh, no.
The Today Show.
Oh, wow. 1952.
1952.
Huh?
Yes, 1952. And speaking of the Today Show, Megyn Kelly has settled with NBC. She's going to get the remainder of her $69 million contract, and there's no non-compete clause, so she can start working somewhere immediately.
Wow, she has one heck of an agent to get her that deal.
Seriously.
She cut all of it with no non-compete. That's crazy.
Last year, Fox News said they didn't want to bring her back, but it sounds like she's got something lined up because a few days ago, She told TMZ that she'll be back on air this year, so we'll see what happens there. And speaking of former Today Show personalities, sources say that Billy Bush is in talks to return to Extra.
So he kind of got the boot for that whole Access Hollywood tape.
The Donald Trump, the whole grab-on thing, yeah, because Billy, he was there and everything, and that's why the Today Show had him exit.
Does that make sense? It doesn't, like, it was because he was laughing, right?
He was laughing, and people saying, laughing. Should he have stood up and stopped Donald Trump from saying that stuff? Of like, don't speak about her in that way.
But at the same time, he's been out for a long time. I thought he would have come back sooner.
They're saying that this, because Mario Lopez is the guy for Extra right now.
Yeah.
They're saying, though, I didn't know this, that Extra is going from NBC to Fox, as I guess as far as producing it and owning the show. And that's where Billy Bush might come in. Once it makes the jump from NBC over to Fox, they bring back Billy Bush, who was with Access Hollywood.
Okay. All right.
Well, there's lots of rumors about a feud within the Royal Fab Four. So we're talking about Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Prince William, and Kate Middleton. Well, this one might add some fuel to the fire. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry did not attend Kate Middleton's 37th birthday party over the weekend. One would think they would be there, right? It's kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
It's a birthday party.
What's going on here?
Is there a feud, or is there a feud between the two ladies? Do they not get along?
I think that everybody wants to create that. Why can't... No, you had plans. I don't go to some of my friends' parties.
She's with child, too. Maybe she wasn't feeling sick, but hey, sister-in-law is Kate Middleton. She's having a birthday. I'm sure they gave her advance notice. Something's missing here. Oh, yeah. My brother and his sister-in-law.
If my sister-in-law had a birthday party, I wouldn't go.
When's the last time you went to any of your siblings' birthday parties?
Never. I don't. No offense to them. My brother came out here and we celebrated his birthday, but I don't go. I think we're just reading into it too much.
We mentioned this in the last story, but if you missed it, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are engaged. Chris Pratt posted a photo on Instagram announcing the engagement. They just started dating in June. Quick turnaround, but they seem very much in love.
That's very sweet. It was a quick turnaround. It was like, whoa, already? Okay, well, good for you guys.
We touched on the Celebrity Big Brother, and I want you to dive into it a little bit more. I know you love Big Brother, and so I know you enjoy Celebrity Big Brother. What do we think of this cast, Kato Kaelin?
You know, Kato Kaelin he seems like a really nice guy, but I don't think he's been very relevant. That's is it quote-unquote Celebrity Big Brother?
Right. Is this not just regular Big Brother?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like to talk ill about them. But yeah, it's like Kato Kaelin, oh my gosh, from the 90s? Okay.
Joey Lawrence from the 90s?
You know what? Joey Lawrence, man, he is still hot. Isn't he?
Yeah, he was just in town at the D for the big New Year's Eve party he hosted.
Yeah, that 90s bash. I like Joey Lawrence.
We got Tom Green in there, former NFL running back Ricky Williams, former WWE superstar Eva Marie. The one I want to talk about is former Mean Girl star Jonathan Bennett, who is dating our dear friend James Vaughn.
I had no idea that was him.
Oh, you didn't know?
I found out over the weekend when the cast was announced, and I was like, well, one, I didn't know he was gay. Number two, I didn't realize that, like, in all the pictures I've seen of them together, that was him.
Because James is always posting pictures.
It didn't click. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I went back. I literally went back and started, oh, my gosh, that is him. I had no clue.
That is so cool. Would you want Matt to be, so I'm thinking of James. We love James Vaughn. Would you want Matt to be on Big Brother? Or would you be concerned that something about your relationship might come out or... If they're judging Matt, they're judging you. Would you want your spouse to be on a show like Big Brother where they're on camera 24/7?
We've talked about like him going on Survivor. I think he would be really good on The Amazing Race with my daughter. Like, mm-hmm. I think the two of them should go. But he's like, no, people will hate me. He's like, I'll be the villain. I was like, no, people love you for your honesty. He's like, I'm too honest. People don't like that. People don't like that on TV.
You need to kind of bite your tongue a little bit on that Big Brother show.
Yeah, exactly. What about your wife?
I would be happy with her. Yeah. I don't think she would do anything. Maybe she would reveal too much about me, like embarrassing stuff. They're like, I never told anyone that. Or, yes, that's one of my habits. I wish she didn't share that with all of America.
All the more reason to get her on.
Right? It's so funny. I did something that you did this weekend as well.
watched You.
I did watch You. I got one episode of You to go.
Actually,
I'm going to
do
it tonight.
That this weekend. I watched Tidying Up instead. Boy, what'd you do?
You said you got takeout over the weekend?
Yes. Olive Garden pasta fagioli soup. It was so good with the little mints, the fancy mints.
The fancy mints. I actually got a takeout question for everyone because we got takeout on Saturday night. Are there certain foods that are the best foods to take home? And are there certain foods that you only need to eat at a restaurant? Take home versus takeout. Or eat there versus takeout. Because my wife wanted sushi on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And we had sushi Friday night. We went to the restaurant. It was a wonderful dinner. And she wanted it Saturday night. And I said, you know, I want to stay in and watch the Cowboys game. I know they'll have the game on there at the sushi restaurant. They always have a sporting event on. But I want to be sitting at home watching the Cowboys game. And she's like, yeah, but I really want sushi. So I said, I'll go pick it up for you. And she's like, all right. So I went and I got her sushi for dinner on Saturday night. But to me, sushi, you can do it, but sushi's more of a eat-at-the-restaurant kind of meal. It loses its luster and appeal when you do takeout sushi.
Yeah, I don't actually feel comfortable with takeout sushi now that you mention it. I bought sushi at the grocery store before that was refrigerated, but I was always nervous if it was in the fridge for more than a day. I was like, ooh.
But it's weird. Like, there's grocery stores that sell the sushi, but for some reason, to me, they are packed to be taken out, like brought home. I'm talking calling up a sushi restaurant, ordering sashimi, going there, picking it up, and taking it home. It loses its luster.
It's kind of an experience. You need the sushi
chef cooking
restaurant
it and recommendations.
Experience.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. That's a food you should eat there. You shouldn't do takeout with sushi, I don't think.
So what's the best take-home food, and what's the best food to eat there?
The best take-home food? Oh, 702-364-9400 is our number. I think, like I said, I got takeout soup this weekend. I think soup is better at home than it is in the restaurant. There's something kind of lackluster about eating soup at a restaurant because you see everyone else eating the full meals. And sometimes all I want is soup mm-hmm. or salad, and that's it. And so when we got the Olive Garden soup, it comes in this big old takeout bowl. And I kind of feel like I got a couple of servings of it. And just sitting on my couch eating soup, it was better at home, I felt, than it was actually in the restaurant. Even though it is still good in the restaurant, I liked it better at home.
It's a better experience.
Yeah. I wonder if like pho would be the same way. I feel like pho is different. You have to eat that. Got to eat that in the restaurant. This is a big bowl. You need the big bowl of pho. And just, oh, it's got to be an overcast day like today. And you go and you eat that. So good. So good. Let's talk to Ellie. Ellie, what food is better at home, and what's better in the restaurant?
Our tradition is every Thursday we go at night and grab Thai food, and we bring it home and have like a powwow in the living room and eat Thai food.
Does it taste better at home than it does in the restaurant?
Way better. I don't know if it's maybe just because we're more comfortable because we're at home.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's because we have the big TV to watch and the food. We get to kind of pass it around and grab whatever we want out, but it's, I don't know, just more comfortable.
You're the second person to say that. We're getting texts at 21732 that says, yeah, Thai food at home is a must. I haven't tried that yet.
What about pizza? Pizza better at the restaurant? Domino's pizza. Want to go to Domino's and get yourself a pizza, bring the family, sit down and eat it? Or do you want them?
You can't eat pizza at Domino's.
You can't?
No, there's...
There's no area to sit down, Little Caesars?
Well, maybe you can. You know what? I've never eaten pizza.
Because you like the experience of eating that delicious Domino's pizza at home?
I only eat pizza as a matter of convenience. Really.
It's never like, hey, tonight's pizza night at your house?
Well, yeah, but it's only because it's convenient.
Okay.
Like, hey, we don't have time. Want to order a pizza? Okay. It's never like, tonight is pizza. Unless it's like a specialty pizza place, like a restaurant, couldn't you go sit down at a Pizza Hut at one point as a kid?
They had the buffet, the all-you-can-eat pizza bar buffet, and you walk down, and you pull, it was heaven. You'd walk in, all different, deep dish, and you just pull off the pizza slices you want.
Okay, so can you do that still? Can you go to Pizza Huts and eat there? I don't know that. Are there restaurants?
Is there still that Pizza Hut on Maryland Parkway? Because that was the Pizza Hut we'd go to across from UNLV.
I'm not sure. But I know that there are some pizza places, like they special, like a Grimaldi's. You want to go there, you want to sit down, you want to eat your pizza at a Grimaldi's. It tastes better there, doesn't it? I don't know. That's a tough one. Miracle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think?
I think burger and fries. Like, I cannot stand cold fries, and then like the burger when the bread gets soggy, it's just better to eat it in the restaurant. It's nice and fresh.
Does it matter if it's a fast food restaurant or a regular sit down restaurant?
It matters. I think that's a great question. I was thinking restaurant. I don't really eat a lot of fast food, so I was thinking more so like if you go to a restaurant and get a burger, it's so much better if you eat it there versus ordering it to take home.
Yeah, I was just thinking like if you don't have the time for fast food, then it's better in your car. It's neither home nor restaurant. It's car. That's where you eat it, you know?
Going through McDonald's, getting a meal or whatever, but then being able to pull over and sit down and create the dining experience inside your car in the parking lot?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's perfect.
Set up your napkin and everything.
Apparently in Henderson, there is a dine-in Domino's. Thank you. I did not know that. Also, you can sit down at Domino's on Buffalo and Vegas Drive. The bigger question is, how much do you tip for takeout? I always feel so uncomfortable when they hand me the receipt and then stare at me. I don't know. I just always do 20%.
Yeah.
Even though that's probably too much. But what do you tip for takeout?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care of them because I'll be back. So I know that next time I order from whatever restaurant, I want them to know that hey,
this was the guy.
Yes, the guy took care of us. Let's take care of his food. we got the hot three coming up. What do you have?
All right. So women with this are more attractive to men. It didn't used to always be this way. So we're going to talk about what that is. Also, what is the age that you start to feel too old to work out? And a guy was accidentally invited here. And he says he's still going, even though it was an accident. We'll tell you where it is, what it is, coming up next in the Hot 3.
And you're going to go see Ariana Grande. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets are coming up in 5 minutes.
First, more reaction to our top story. Breaking news this morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
All right. We both exercise.
Yes.
At what point do you think that you'll feel like you're going to stop because you're too old to do it?
I would hope I would never.
Yeah, same.
You know?
It just makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to a new survey, there is a point in everyone's life where they start to feel too old to work out. And the average age when that happens is 41.
Oh, come on.
41 years old, they say. That's when people start thinking, I'm too old to be working out. The survey also found the most common excuses people give for skipping a workout. Number one, they're too tired. 56% of people use that excuse. There's too much work to do. It was already late. That is a thing, though. It's hard for me to work out at night because I come home all amped up, ready to go. Like, yeah, I can't do that at night.
That's why when we set the clocks back, it does them the same way. Summertime, go to the gym at 5 o'clock when it's still light out, no problem. Right now, if you tell me go to the gym at 5, I'm like, no way, it's dark outside.
Yeah, but I'd go early when it's dark outside. I'd be totally fine with that.
Uh-huh.
So bad weather, you ate too much, all reasons and excuses why people say they don't want to work out. Okay, so men apparently find women with thicker eyebrows more attractive. Researchers asked men and women to rate a series of images, and they found that thicker eyebrows were preferred in female faces by both men and women. The results were unexpected because previous research showed that thicker eyebrows were seen as masculine and dominant, and so they didn't like them, but that is actually changing. The thicker the eyebrow, the better.
And that's for men and women, right?
That they both find them attractive.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have very thin eyebrows. I remember you put eyeliner or eyebrow liner. What's the stuff called? Mascara? What do you put on your eyebrows?
Eyebrows, I used a pencil.
You put something on there. You had to do like a draw a bow, but I liked how thicker they looked because you colored the entire thing.
You can do that. You can just shape them with like a brown eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
You could use a pencil, but you want to make sure you smudge it a little so it doesn't look too drawn on your face, but... Yeah, I like the thicker eyebrow look. To me, it makes the eye pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a nice frame for your beautiful eyes.
Yes, exactly. All right. Finally, this morning, this is so funny. I love this story. There's a 35-year-old guy named Will Novak in Phoenix. And last week, he got an email about a bachelor party for a guy named Angelo. Will doesn't know Angelo. And it turns out Angelo's friends sent him the invitation by mistake. They meant to send it to their friend who's also named William Novak. And his email was only one letter different than Will's. But when Will read the email, he thought that the bachelor party sounded great. The guys are going on a ski trip to Vermont next weekend, and they're supposed to, quote, bring 80s attire and ridiculous awesome get-ups. So Will wrote back and said, quote, I am Will Novak, who lives in Arizona. Vermont seems like a very far way for me to travel for the bachelor party of a guy I've never met. That being said... bleeping, count me in. And Angelo's friends love the idea. So now Will is going to go to this bachelor party. Doesn't even know the guys. He actually set up a GoFundMe to pay for the plane ticket, car rental, lift tickets, and a wedding present for Angelo. And because his situation was so ridiculous, he hit his $750 goal in just a few hours. So I can't wait for a follow-up to know how the bachelor party went after the fact.
Did you get any Christmas cards accidentally delivered to your house because the mailman made a mistake and put the wrong card in? Because we got a couple to our house, and our system was that cards would come, and I would open them up and put them out so my wife would just come home and see them.
Yeah.
And one came. I didn't even pay attention to who it was addressed to, but I opened it up, and I didn't recognize the people. So I figured it was my wife's coworker. So I put it in the pile, and she's going through, and she's like, who's this? I'm like, I don't know. I thought you were coworkers. She's like, I don't know who they are. They're from Colorado.
Oh, I thought I was going to say, is it your niece and nephew? Because you know you haven't seen them. Oh, sorry. I can't because I love.
It was like the Johnsons from Denver. We announced it last hour, Ariana Grande coming to town in May. We've got your tickets all weekend long. Next chance is at 9:40. Also announced this morning, Joe Coy over at The Win. We love Joe Coy.
That's going to be a great show. His shows sell out fast.
You don't have to worry about, though, because your tickets to go see Joe Coy at Win are coming up at 8:25.
Okay, do you have a kid? And maybe you are a child and you're listening right now. What is your kid words of wisdom? 702-364-9400. Children only. Give us some words of wisdom, because I feel like if you want truth and you want someone who is real, you got to ask a kid for advice. I actually just asked you for some advice off the air, and I thought it was actually very good advice, but I was thinking, what kind of advice would a kid give me? For the first night since I got my gravity blanket, on Christmas Eve, I could not sleep last night. I was having panic attacks. My mind wouldn't stop. I swear, I got maybe a half hour of sleep last night. And you said your good advice was make sure the TV is off in your bedroom.
I would actually even take it a step further, now that I think about it, is get that TV out of your bedroom. Don't even allow the TV to be an option. You have the TV on, even if you're not watching, even if your husband's watching it, it's a distraction. There's audio, there's noise, there's light. You're not getting the full darkness in the room. It's going to hinder your sleep. Get that TV out of the bedroom and get yourself some sleep.
I agree with you. It was off, for the record. And okay. I still couldn't sleep. I don't know what it was, but I feel like kids always give the best advice. Now, if ask your kid, what are your words of wisdom? In your time on this earth, what have you learned? 702-364-9400. My daughter gave me some good words of wisdom this weekend that I wanted to share with you, okay? I even wrote it down. This is from Sophie, and I told her, what have you learned in your life? And she said the following. I feel like I need fancy music.
Oh, yeah,
like dun, 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 like the Brooklyn Theater music. Although this is from Sophie. Kids' words of wisdom. This is from Sophie. She says the following. Maybe not.
I can't find the book.
Okay, that's fine. Her words of wisdom were, don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't do unless it's your parents or a police officer.
That's really good.
Don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't do unless it's your parents or a police officer. Then they can tell you what you can and can't do. But those are words of wisdom. And that's so true. Now let's talk to Fiona, who is 9 years old. Good morning, Fiona.
Fiona. Hi.
Hi. Now, you've been on this earth for 9 years. That's a long time, Fiona, and I feel like you have some good words of wisdom to share with us this morning. What is it?
50% is better than 75% because it's easier to divide.
It is.
You know, that was my philosophy when it came to getting grades in school. You know, why get a 75%? Mom and Dad, I got 50% of the answers correct.
Because that's half.
That's
easier to divide.
That is good, Fiona.
Good. I love that. Now, Tegan is 10 years old. Hi, Tegan.
Hi.
What are your 10-year-old words of wisdom for everyone listening this Monday morning?
Don't fart when your boyfriend's around.
Don't fart when your boyfriend's around. I mean, that's just gross, right?
Mm-hmm.
What should you do instead?
I don't know.
Here's the thing, though, Tegan. Even if your boyfriend is not around and you think you're alone and you let that thing go, you know.
That's JC.
Next thing you know, hey, oh, boyfriend, I didn't know you were here. Blame it on the dog or your brother.
Not the dog. That's some good kid advice. Thank you, Tegan. Okay, Bentley, you're 11 years old. Now, what is your words of wisdom for an 11-year-old?
Don't be a sheep, be a lion. And that means to not follow other people and be a leader.
Oh,
Bentley, you're good.
That sounds like it should be on a poster, you know? Someone in your cubicle when you're working. Don't be a sheep. Be a lion.
Everyone take Bentley's advice today. Whatever situation you're going, be a lion.
Yeah, I like that one. Thank you so much, Bentley. This is really good and motivating for a Monday. This might need to be a regular feature. Kid advice. On Mondays. Let's talk to Carter, who is 9 years old. What is your words of wisdom?
Don't smoke or you're going to be an idiot.
Don't smoke or you're going to be an idiot? That's the truth,
that's
right? I mean, why would you do that to your body? Don't smoke or you're going to be an idiot.
It'll stunt your growth, turns your teeth yellow, all kinds of your lungs issues. It's not worth it.
It costs money.
Oh my gosh,
it's expensive. How much is a pack of cigarettes anyway?
$8. I have no idea.
Honestly, I thought $10. I don't even know what they cost, but yes. That's perfect. Thank you.
That was really good.
Words of wisdom from children. They will give you the absolute truth. No ifs, ands, or buts.
How much is a pack of smokes?
I don't know. Smokers, they probably don't want to call because Carter just called them an idiot. But
Jen says $7.50 for a pack of smokes.
That could be pricey.
That's almost the price of a 4-pack of Red Bulls, like $6.99.
That was the next kid's advice. Don't buy Red Bulls. I'm just kidding.
Two things coming up within 5 minutes. Your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K Payday. And we also got your tickets to go see Joe Coy over at The Win. And we'll do that when we do Heads Up right after the cash.
I would love to go see Joe Coy. He completely sparks joy in my life.
He sparks joy in your life. That is the, what's your name? Hold on. Marie Kondo.
Yes.
Yes.
Tidying up. Which I watched all weekend long. Like, I think I got through five episodes, and I think there's six episodes, so I didn't finish, but oh man, now I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with how sweet she is. Like, she can literally, like, she would throw shade at people, but with a smile on her face, so they didn't realize that she was throwing shade at them. I love Marie Kondo. I'm kind of obsessed with her. I love her little catchphrase, the spark joy. I find myself taking that and using it now. Do you ever steal a catchphrase from someone famous? You're like, I like that. I'm going to start using that.
It works for them. Why doesn't it work for me?
But now it's a way of thinking. I'm asking myself constantly, does this spark joy or does this not spark joy? If it does not spark joy, I don't want it in my life. You can't do that with everything. Mostly people, you can't. Well, I guess you can. But with items, I found myself doing that this weekend. I'm like, this shirt no longer sparks joy. I'm going to get rid of it. And I thanked my shirt. I was like, thank you for clothing me. I really enjoyed wearing you, and it's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you. And you put it.
Did you guys do a big cleaning in the house?
No, I'm just doing it slow. You're supposed to take all your clothes out of your closet and
dump it
on
a pile, right?
I didn't do that. My daughter's going to do that this weekend, though. She is really motivated by it. But that we kept saying all weekend, does this spark joy? Does this spark joy? Everything is spark joy now in my house.
It's a great way to awesome. I, as soon as we started talking about the show last week, I went through and I had a car full of stuff. Looked at a suitcase in my bedroom. Does this spark joy? No, it does not. It's a suitcase, and it's old. Get rid of it, kid.
I saw a survey this morning that said 87% of people say they've gone through a process of decluttering at some point, including 20% who do it thoroughly. And a lot of it, they're tying into this new show, that people are really saying, okay, I'm going to declutter, and it's all thanks to Marie Kondo. She's starting a revolution. She's sparking joy across the United States now.
I use the word baby doll a lot.
What's baby doll from? Wait. There's got to be someone. Hold on. Let me think. Is there a famous person you stole that from?
There is. He used the word baby all the time that he speaks. And I never really caught on to it until I heard something. And I'm like, baby doll. No one really uses that anymore. I'm going to steal that and start using it myself.
Okay, what's the catchphrase quiz? Let's do that.
I don't think we'll ever get it. It's a tough one.
You come up with the catchphrase that you stole from someone famous. Or what's a famous person's catchphrase? We'll try to guess who it is. 702-364-9400. Hey, baby doll. You like old-timey people, so I'm going to say Burt Reynolds.
Maybe Burt Reynolds did it. Burt Reynolds just passed away.
Yeah,
so steal
it. Is it baby?
Since Burt Reynolds is dead, I can steal his catchphrase. It's not Burt Reynolds. You'll never guess it. It has to do with the wrestling.
Oh, wrestling. Okay. Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No. Uh-uh.
Andre the Giant.
No. He was a tough man to understand.
Hello, baby doll.
Baby doll.
Mean Gene.
Mean Gene Oakland. No, it was this guy right here.
American Dream.
American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
He's just a common man.
He says baby doll?
Well, he's dead, but yeah, he would say it all the time. And I didn't realize it until I heard a couple of tribute shows to him.
Okay.
And anyone that was impersonating him always used the word baby. Baby doll, let me tell you, baby. Baby doll, baby. And I'm like, you know what? No one's using that anymore. I'm bringing it back.
Okay. You got baby doll.
Baby doll.
Jocelyn, you said you have one. What's the catchphrase you've stolen?
Oh,
oh, you say that every time you're in
She's
the studio.
She's right here, right?
She's like, what are we talking about next? We'll tell her. She's like, oh, and she leaves. And that's Cardi B, right?
Fun fact, it's not.
Wait, what?
No, it's not. And the Kardashians started using it. The Kardashians didn't start it either.
Who started it, baby doll?
You guys know I like drag queens. Laganja Estranja is the originator of the oak.
Laganja Estranja?
Yes, look her up. She's fantastic.
That's awesome. You went and saw some drag queens over the weekend, did you not?
I did.
I saw Party Girl. Where were you on Friday? Was it Friday or Saturday?
It was Friday. I went to Free Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Piranha and I saw Naomi Smalls, contender for All Stars 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
So you both have stolen catchphrases.
That's great. You got one too, the spark joy.
Well, I have another one.
Oh, what is it?
Do you guys
it?
Know who it's from?
Do you gonna say it or?
Yeah.
What?
Hi, sisters.
Is that from the sisters show?
No!
Sister Wives?
You don't know?
Hi, sisters.
Hi, sisters.
Oh my goodness, Mercedes. Really?
What's it from?
James Hi, Charles.
James Charles.
I don't know James Charles.
Hi, sisters. You don't know James Charles?
Who's James Charles?
Oh my gosh. You don't know James Charles?
Who is James Charles?
Shut up.
I'm lying. I know who James Charles is.
You do?
No, I don't know who he is. A YouTuber?
He was at the Lady Gaga show.
James I don't know Charles. Who James Charles is.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
We got cash coming your way in 1 second. As soon as we find
hold on
who
a
James
second.
Charles is.
Okay. Here you go. Let me.
Hi, sisters. Hold on to your wigs because they're about to be snatched right out of your head. And let's get glam.
Does that make sister sense?
100%. Love that for us. Hi, sisters.
What does James Charles look like? Do you have a picture of James Charles?
He's a YouTuber.
Right out of your head.
And he does.
Let's get glam.
He does.
100%. Makeup. Love that for us.
Wow, not being able to see your help is so.
I don't know.
Stressful.
You don't know James Charles?
I'm sorry, I don't. But I'm not coming down with James Charles. It's a good catchphrase.
Oh, my God. Love that.
Hi, sisters.
Really, really good and fresh.
Oh, look at his good makeup tips from James Charles.
Every single one of you guys.
Baby doll.
He's the one who goes, okay, wig.
Use code James. For 10% off your purchase.
Code James for 10 is where it's at.
Okay, we gotta do cash.
I love James Charles.
What's the catchphrase?
Hi, sisters.
That's Ariana Grande. Breathe in. We just announced it this morning. She is coming to town. Her Sweetener World Tour. We're over at T-Mobile Arena in May. And we actually have your tickets coming up next hour at 9:40. But right now, it's Heads Up.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Candace!
Hi!
Hi! You're in for Heads Up!
Yes. Woohoo!
Candace, let's do this. We want to get you these tickets to see Joe Coy. He is coming to town, and we need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Einstein's, Cup of Joe, Sweetener, Stand Up, or Royalty?
Sweetener
it is. In honor of the big concert announcement we made, Ariana Grande's Sweetener World Tour coming to Las Vegas. And these are all foods that are sweet.
Okay,
Candace. Now, you need to pick a partner. And I would highly encourage you to pick JC because he loves sweet foods.
No. Candace, you pick with your heart. You pick whoever you want.
What do you want to go with?
Mercedes.
I would like to officially remove myself from...
No.
I would like to remove, because it doesn't bother me, but it's just a waste of time of who do you want to pick, and then everyone says, I feel bad for Jason, they don't pick me. It doesn't bother me, but I think moving forward is just, let's play Heads Up with Mercedes.
No, because I am getting people emailing and texting who are like legit mad at me because people are picking me.
But
and
you have
I'm
nothing
like,
to do with it. It's not about you.
Please, pick him.
We're 20 days into the new year? You have to be picked. And this is fine. So moving forward, it's just play. We'll save the nonsense of every time. Who do you want to play with?
How I'll about we Mercedes. Have, from now on, we have Siri pick who plays.
No. Which is fine. I'm totally cool with it. But moving forward, it's just heads up
with
Mercedes.
No. That's not happening.
It makes it so much easier.
That's not happening. But Candace, let's do this. We're going to win here.
60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to go see Joe Coy. You start now.
Hershey's makes this
chocolate cocoa?
yes this is Coca-Cola, Pepsi, these are all types of
soda.
Yes.
Pop.
This is what you would put on top of your pancakes. Maple. Yes. This is a chocolate chip. Sugar. Peanut butter.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Yes. This is something that Winnie the Pooh really likes. You put in your tea. Yes, this is, it comes in the Greek variety. Yoplait makes it.
The Greek variety Yoplait makes it.
Dannon.
10 seconds.
What'd you say?
What's your answer again?
I don't know.
Okay, this is past. This is,
time.
Oh, God. You didn't say yogurt?
Yeah, I did. No.
Did you say yogurt or no?
No.
We got a really bad phone connection.
Oh, man. Darn it. I thought she did say yogurt. We almost had it. I'm sorry, Candace.
That's okay. You guys have an awesome game. Thanks for allowing me to play.
Oh, you're so welcome. See, you're going to watch it. Thank you so much for playing and being a good sport, Candace. That means caller 20 right now. 702-364-9400. You will win tickets.
There you go. That's Dan and Shay. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. And congratulations to Drew, who picked up those tickets to go see Joe Coy.
The latest news updates happen now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
Okay, so have you done the How Hard Did Aging Hit You challenge?
I saw that all over social media this weekend. I did not partake in this challenge.
Well, maybe you need to, because the challenge began on Facebook and it's everywhere now. Users are posting their first ever profile picture and their most recent profile picture side by side to compare how much they have changed. However, now the challenge has progressed to Twitter, Instagram. It is now trending. So you were kind of late to the game on Facebook. So is it your current profile picture?
Still the same one, yes. I joined Facebook in 2015.
JC finally pulled the trigger.
I opened up Facebook for the first time today, and there you are back you did it to now.
Just do it. Oh, yeah. That was my first profile picture, and that is my current profile.
That's funny because in your first one, we see one side of your face, and the other one, we see the other side of your face.
Yeah.
So it's like a virtual reality 360.
But doesn't it look like the current me is judging the past me?
Yeah.
She's looking at her like, what are you doing? You think? Who do you think you are?
At all.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But you lie. You lie.
Reading some of the comments. Hot then, hot now.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That was my mom.
That was Andy. I know Andy. He lived in Las Vegas. I know Andy.
He moved, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he moved overseas. But he still listens online, which we appreciate.
You are gorgeous, Mercedes. I think you have even become prettier in time.
Oh, well, that is very nice. Okay.
I like that comment.
Well, will you do one?
It's the same, though.
Well, can we go back in 10 years and get a past photo of you?
Oh, from 2009.
Yeah. Let's see how it worked.
It is.
Jocelyn's like 3 years old.
I know. She's in her mother's womb.
I saw someone do a how far have you aged challenge. Did you see? It was a picture of a sperm.
Yeah.
And then it was him. All right. Also this morning, women can handle pain better than men. This is all according to a new study. And it all comes down to how the sexes remember their past agony differently. Scientists were stunned to discover men and women do not recall pain in the same way. Their surprise findings show while women forget, men don't forget pain. And so when it comes to facing the same pain again, men are more stressed and hypersensitive to the pain than women. Do you think this study is true for your relationship? Does she have a higher threshold for pain than you do?
She does. She's resilient. She really is. I wish I had that quality.
I wonder if that...
She bounces back.
Or like works through the pain or the sickness
I see it. Yeah. I'm like, wow, you really are resilient.
Is there anyone listening that makes you... that in your relationship you think, okay, he has the bigger threshold for pain than I do?
Who is it with you in that?
It's definitely me, and he'll even admit to that. I have a really high threshold for pain. I can withstand a lot of stuff without. And whenever they offer, like, hey, we'll give you painkillers or we'll give you this, I'm always like, no, I'm good. I don't want to take it because I don't want to, like, get addicted or anything like that, so I never take it.
Yeah, I'm the same. My wife's the same way. Something, yeah, we want this medication to ease the pain. Nope. Don't want it.
Don't want it.
I'm like, get it for me.
You're like, I'll take it.
No.
All right. Finally, this morning, this classy, sexy lady may not be welcome at Walmart anymore, but she's certainly welcome here in studio. The cops in Wichita Falls, Kansas, got a call on Friday morning from a Walmart about something unique happening in their parking lot. The employees said there was a woman who had been driving one of their motorized shopping carts around the parking lot for at least 2.5 hours, and she was drinking wine out of a Pringles can. Awesome.
Wait, did she transfer the wine into the can, or she had the Pringles can covering up a bottle of wine?
No, she transferred the wine into
the... She dumped it into the Pringles can. Okay.
Who knows if the Pringles were still in there? Sounds delicious if it was. But by the time the cops got there, the woman was already gone. But they did find her at a nearby restaurant. She wasn't arrested, but they did tell her the store was officially banning her. Have you ever been banned from a place? Anyone listening that is banned. Banned from a place. 702-364-9400.
Where have I been banned from?
I've not been banned from anywhere that I know of. I don't think so. Not a gambler. Never banned from a casino.
When they tell you to get out and never come back here again.
Has someone done that to you?
No. That's what banning is, though, right?
Or you're on some list where you're no longer allowed to go there before. Luckily, I haven't done something to get me banned.
Yeah, we're pretty law-abiding citizens.
I think so, for the most part. But I know someone's listening that's like, oh, yeah.
I remember there was someone that got banned from Disneyland. A soccer player for being too rowdy. They were banned from Disneyland.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in Disneyland, they're really cool.
Yeah.
You must have been really rowdy.
Crazy to get banned from Disneyland, right? Hey, if you are near your radio, like in your car right now, and you're able to take a picture, curious to see what's showing up on the screen right now. Just a little sidebar. It should say, join the show, and our phone number scrolling. But some people are telling us that that went away.
Yeah, Josh just sent us an email and he said, hey, has the station stopped doing the scroll on radio displays? I miss it. And he used to say, you know, Mercedes in the morning, join the show, call this number, 702-364-9400. And it doesn't, like now it just says Mix 94.1 when I'm in the car. It used to have whatever Jock was on.
Like Heather was on, it'd be yeah. Heather's picture and Heather Collins, Sean Tempesta. So if you can take a picture, send it to us so we can see, or just let us know if it's scrolling or not on your what's called the RDS feed.
Maybe it's something we can fix on our end.
Oh.
But I don't know what happened.
Maybe we can fix it via YouTube because I fixed something in my, I'm so proud of myself. Have you turned to YouTube to fix a project or complete some kind of project or something in your house, repair something? Because it was Saturday morning I discovered this. I had the cleaners at the house on Friday and they did their thing. House looked awesome. And I have my clothes in my bedroom, and I didn't need any clothes on Friday afternoon or Friday night, so I never really went into this guest bedroom where my clothes are until Saturday morning. So Saturday morning, I go to get dressed, and I go into this bedroom where my clothes are, and I have the closets that are on those hanging closets, like a wheel, so they slide open and shut.
Yes.
And they were both off and pressed into the closet.
They took them off? The
I'm
hinges?
Like, what happened here? What was going on here? A wrestling match or something? I don't know what happened, but they were both off the hinges and pressed in. And I'm looking at this thing like, I don't know how to rehang closet doors. I don't know where to start. And I tried to hang this back, the back one. I couldn't get it on. It was a 20-minute thing. I'm up there banging around closet doors. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to turn to YouTube. I thought about calling someone to come fix it. But I said, you know what? Why don't I YouTube it? And of course, there's a video on how to fix and reinstall these hanging closet doors.
That's right.
And I was so proud of myself. I had to go get a part for the closet. And I did. I went to Home Depot, got the part. And I was able to, thanks to YouTube, rehang these closet doors. And they actually open up and close even smoother than before.
Wow. Look at you.
Thank you.
Fancy.
Thank you very much.
On the YouTube. YouTube is just the best thing ever. Because I go there whenever I need to fix something or I want to learn something. And I've fixed the garbage disposal thanks to YouTube. I know that feeling, that sense of accomplishment where you're like, I did it myself.
The garbage disposal is pretty, that's pretty risque because, I mean, it's the garbage disposal. The thing turns on. Next thing you know, you lose a finger.
Well, like, and that was a thing where I didn't want my husband to know I messed it up because he had warned me not to put something down there. And I did it anyway because I was like, it'll be fine. And it wasn't fine. So it wouldn't work. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? I went full on out with a plunger and you plunge the other side of it, the sink, and it all came back up. And then I was able to get it to go back. It was amazing.
So I need the dual sink, garbage disposal on the right, regular drain on the left. You go plunge the left?
The left one, yeah. And then it came back out of the right one. And then I could, it fixed.
Wow.
It was amazing. I learned that from YouTube. I learn like makeup stuff off of YouTube. And then what else did I learn off of YouTube? I can't remember. There was something else.
Your pilot light, didn't you?
Yes, that was it.
Both very dangerous things. You get the pilot light thing wrong.
My fireplace wouldn't turn on and I couldn't figure it out. I realized the pilot light was on. I'm like, how do you do that? So I watched this man and he was so nice. He's like, oh, you just take this down and you just light here and da, 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 and it was perfect. Have you learned anything from YouTube or did you maybe teach yourself, fix something, whatever, from YouTube? 702-364-9400. We're also getting some pictures of people sending their RDS feeds. And so it says Mix 94.1, it says the show, but it's not showing like the number or anything like that. And then I love this one. Thank you, Joseph. His old school. He's got the old school. Just digital.
That's great with a single CD player.
That is awesome.
God bless it.
Do you have a CD in there? Because that's the best part, is always seeing what CD you have in there. Let's see here. We're getting some text too, on what people have learned from YouTube. I've learned how to open a bottle of wine without a corkscrew thanks to YouTube. Yes, with the shoe. I've done that too. Have you done that one?
No. How do you open it with a shoe?
Okay. So you have to get the bottle of wine. You have to put it in your shoe and then you hit the wall with your shoe and gradually the cork starts popping out.
Then you just pull it out at one point.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
And then did you watch a follow up YouTube video on how to get shoe marks off of your wall?
How to fix a hole in your wall? Let's talk to Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hey, what did you learn from YouTube?
I learned how to change my serpentine belt in our car.
The what belt? What?
The serpentine belt, the belt that goes that's around those wheel-looking things underneath your hood.
Oh, yeah, the serpentine belt, of course.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I'm so impressed because I don't even know what that is.
The fan belt.
Still, do you know how to do anything to your car?
I barely
figure out where to put gas in it.
You kidding?
If it wasn't for that little arrow telling me what side the gas tank is on, I'd be perplexed every time I go to the gas station. Mary, what'd you go to YouTube for?
Hello?
Hi, what'd you learn from YouTube?
Well, it's difficult to put the emergency brake on, but it's a push of a button. I have a new Honda Civic. You don't use the old school stick anymore to pull the emergency brake on. So I pushed the button, and I couldn't figure out how to take the emergency brake off. And so I went to YouTube, and you have to actually put your foot on the brake and push the button at the same time. I would have never known that.
Oh, see, they don't tell you that stuff. You're just supposed to know that. How are you supposed to know that? Meanwhile, your car is like smoking. Oh, I should probably fix this on YouTube.
It's Taylor Swift inside 60 plus minutes commercial free. Still to come 7 minutes from right now is your chance to win $1,000 with Mix 94.1's 12K payday. Right
now, here's what's trending.
World record egg is trending this morning. Yep, you heard that right. Kylie Jenner just lost her world record for having the most liked photo on Instagram, and she lost it to a photo of a brown speckled egg, which was posted on the world record egg account on January 4th. It has received almost 31 million likes. 31 million. That broke Kylie's previous record of 18 million likes, which was a picture of her daughter and Stormy holding her thumb. She wasn't happy about that. In fact, she started posting like crazy last night, and she even reposted a little video of someone breaking an egg in the street. She's like, here you go, egg. She was not happy about that.
Is this the audio here?
All right, guys. First, let's feel the ground.
Really hot? Okay.
Smashing eggs.
That's not her though. It's just a video.
Oh, so
someone
breaking eggs.
They were. It's a video of someone breaking an egg in the street, and they were going to see. It was so hot out
to see if
it would cook. So she just showed the video. But yeah, that's what it's come down to. I guess it started as just a social experiment to see if people would collaborate with each other and hope to overtake this record, and they did, and it keeps going because like. Last night when I checked, it was at 21 million likes. This morning I checked, it was at 30 million likes. It was at 28 million likes. And then just now when I checked, it's almost 31 million likes. So people keep liking it. They really are going to make this impossible to beat.
Which would you rather have this afternoon? A phone call from Kylie Jenner or three eggs cooked to your choosing?
I would take the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound delicious? I made eggs for the family this weekend for breakfast.
That's my weekend go-to.
Yeah. I put some diced ham in there. Sprinkled a little cheese on top. They liked it.
What kind of eggs do you buy, do you know?
Eggland's Best.
They've
got the little stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to be at Eggland's Best, my guy, myself, but someone told me about Vital Farms.
You like those? Good stuff?
Yeah, delicious.
I'll have to try them. Don't they all taste the same, though, really?
No, because Vital Farms has two different brands, and I did an experiment over the holidays. There is the Del Fresco or Al Fresco or something brand.
Uh-huh.
It's a black-labeled brand. And then there's just the regular organic, which is a brown label. The regular organic, the egg white is much bigger. It spreads out more in the pan.
Oh.
And the Al Fresco or Del Fresco, whatever it is of their brand, it's a much tighter cooking I'm talking about a fried egg, but it's a much tighter cooking egg.
Interesting.
Versus a looser style yolk.
Who knew there was so much to eggs?
I know.
My gosh.
So we're doing, we have 2 weeks off.
Seriously. Also trending this morning, NFL is still trending. Four teams left in the NFL playoffs following the divisional round. The top-seeded New Orleans Saints, they're going to be hosting the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Championship game on Sunday. That's going to be a rematch of a shootout from week 9 when the Saints beat the Rams 45-35 at the Superdome in New Orleans. And then the New England Patriots are set to play in their 8th straight AFC Championship game as they visit the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. The Chiefs are the top seed. They're going to host the game, but the Pats already won in Kansas City 43-40 back in week 6. The winners of the conference championship games are going to advance to Super Bowl 53 on February 3rd in Atlanta, where we got final confirmation this weekend that Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy will be performing at halftime.
At the Rams-Cowboys game on Saturday, our boss, Jay Love, is a Cowboys fan, and he was at the game, and he sent me a picture because he was on the field.
I saw. He posted those online. That's crazy.
He had
crazy.
A field pass. Look at him just hanging out with the Cowboys, and go figure, they lost because of that.
Mm.
Thanks, Jay. Who do you like, Mercedes? You're the soothsayer of sports. Saints,
know.
Rams. Who do you pick?
Saints.
Saints. Chiefs, Patriots. Who do you pick?
Patriots.
All right, there you go.
These are not my preferences, people. I'm just
this is what comes to
telling you.
You
what just popped into my head. So there's that. And then finally, this morning, Celebrity Big Brother is trending. It starts next week. CBS announced the cast of the second season of Celebrity Big Brother.
Look who's moving into the Big Brother house. Kato Kaelin, Ricky Williams, Jonathan Bennett, Lolo Joe, Joey Lawrence, Tina Lohan, Tamar Braxton, Tom Green, Candy Burris, Natalie Eva Marie, Ryan Lochte, and one big surprise, Anthony Scaramucci.
Bring it on.
Celebrity Big Brother premieres Monday, January 21st.
There you go. Julie Chen's returning as host. The two-night premiere airs Monday and Tuesday next week on CBS, and that is what's trending. Just keep breathing. How have you aged?
Oh my gosh.
That was 11 years, buddy.
That's you can post this. Mercedes, you're so sweet to ask if you're cool posting this.
I made JC one of those how have you aged things that everyone's doing so we could post it on our Facebook or our Facebook and Instagram later on. And so I went through my cavalcade of photos. JC and I have been friends forever, and I found this picture. One thing has not changed. Your looks may have changed, your hair may have changed, but your love for Red Bull has not changed. And you're holding
there.
A can of Red Bull in
all
the
these
photo.
Years later.
Look at me. I'm right next to you. Look at
you. Oh, you're the one that's cropped.
I cropped myself out of the
what
photo.
Are we doing? We're both posing with Red Bull.
We were at the world premiere for Ocean's 8, Ocean's 11,
uh-huh.
I don't know, Ocean something, at the Palms.
At the Palms, I remember that day.
So we'll be posting those on our Instagram later on this morning. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, at Mercedes in the AM.
Sorry,
your hair is so
I
different.
Know. Oh my gosh.
You look like you look more fit now.
Yeah, I wasn't running back then.
You look more fit now.
And I'm eating differently now too.
I think you look great.
You reversed age. You look younger.
I was going to say the same thing about you. I feel like you reversed aged. I think you look really, really good. Nice job, buddy.
All right. We're working on a couple.
Ball. It's working.
Hey,
whatever.
Some things stay the same, baby. What a show it's been.
It's been one of those shows. It's Monday. It was a good day. I'm excited. We've got more Ariana Grande tickets to give away with Heather coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. And right now, it's time for the line of the day.
Oh, this is a good one, too. Here we go. Did you get any Christmas cards accidentally delivered to your house because the mailman made a mistake and put the wrong card in? Because we got a couple to our house, and one came. I didn't even pay attention to who it was addressed to, but I opened it up, and I didn't recognize the people. So I figured it was my wife's coworker. So I put it in the pile, and she's going through, and she's like, who's this? I'm like, I don't know. I thought you were coworkers. She's like, I don't know who they are. They're from Colorado.
Oh, I thought I was going to say, is it your niece and nephew? Because you know you haven't seen them. Oh, sorry. But you're going to see them this year. That's your resolution, right?
Yeah, we're looking at a trip, maybe
yeah.
February.
That's right. Maybe They're going to know Uncle JC. Yeah. They're going to love Uncle JC.
I think I'm going to hold off on giving the Christmas presents until February.
Oh, wait. You still haven't sent them?
I have not. Because it'll make it even more special. Hey, Uncle JC's coming to town. Come see him. And he has presents for everyone. It's Christmas in February.
Your
That'd
little
be kind
niece
of cool.
is going to the mailbox every day.
Well, she's got another month to keep on going.
Exercise.
And she's got to walk to her mailbox, too. It's a long one.
Poor thing.
That'll do it for show number 886 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.